Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church here with my lovely wife, Lisa Radlin.
Hello. How are you today, Pastor Kevin?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. And we're here today at Turn the Light On to give you a topical Bible study. And it's while you're driving, while you're cleaning, while you're working, whatever it is you're doing right now, we're glad you joined us. And we are looking forward to getting into the Word. We've got unique topics that we always bring to the table. I usually have my co-host bring those, and then they stretch me and see how much of the Word I have in me to come alongside them and share. So we hope that you guys are going to lock in with us and not just listen, but actually look for some practical application ways that you can implement some of this stuff into your own life. So Lisa, why don't you introduce us to our topic today and...
Don't miss out on the God moments.
Don't miss out on the God moments. I love that.
What drew me to this topic in the first place is because the other day I was out serving a paper, and while I was serving a paper,
people don't know what serving a paper is. So,
oh, okay. I'm a process server, so I serve court documents, such as divorce papers, child support, eviction notices.
So, if anybody out there listening, you know, well, none of them will know what you look like, but if you see a lady with blonde hair coming at your house with a clipboard, don't answer the door.
I don't carry a clipboard anymore, so I'll be able to still serve you. But anyways, this lady, I was serving an eviction for her because she had let someone move in her house and rent a room, but they started using drugs and alcohol and they became violent and it just was a crazy situation. And they wound up having to go to a facility for a few days and because they were kind of crazy. And she was just really nervous and scared. And when I served the paper, posted it to the door, and then she was just like, I'm just so fearful. I just feel like I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. And right then I said, well, would it be okay if I pray for you? And she was like, wow, yes, please, will you? Are you a Christian? I said, yes, I'm a Christian too. Can I have a hug? And she gives me a hug. I'm like, I'm really sweaty, but yes, I'll give you a hug. It's like 90 degrees outside. But anyway, I gave her a hug and I just started praying peace over her, praying restoration of joy to her, just praying that that spirit of fear would leave her.
Yeah.
And I could feel the atmosphere change and I could see her countenance change. It was amazing. And it literally took me a few minutes of my day.
Like, now, 3-4 minutes.
I have to admit, before I started doing this, I served papers for like 20 something years. So before I would do this, this would be the scenario. She would tell me she was feeling like she was going to have a nervous breakdown. And I'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'll be praying for you. And then I'd just serve the paper and go on my merry way. And as I'm leaving, I'd be like, Lord, help that lady. And I'd pray a prayer for her. But it didn't feel as impactful as I took the time and literally spent moments with her out of my busy day because I have a lot of things to do. But I took that God moment and allowed myself to experience the Lord and allowed her to experience the presence of the Lord. And it was just a wonderful time.
Yeah. I love your transparency because you're basically saying for 15 or more years of your life doing all the things that you do at work every day, you know, and it's not just that, oh, you're a process server, so you're special and you get opportunities. It's everybody every day at their jobs where they work. There are God moments that are presenting themselves to us constantly. I remember when I was working for you as a process server and you told me I was the worst process server ever because I would take every God moment that came along and, you know, I'm going to serve a lady at papers. She's got three kids living, you know, in a bunk bed in her kitchen and she's getting evicted. And next thing you know, I'm at Walmart buying groceries and diapers. And, you know, I just spent $200 instead of making 30.
We're supposed to be making money here. What are you doing?
Yeah,
we need groceries for our own family. Let her go to a food pantry. What are you doing?
Yeah. And, you know, but here's the bottom line. If we break it all down, every day we have opportunities. We have God moments that God wants to use us to show his love to other people. You know, he wants us to be his hands. He wants us to be his feet. And Jesus wants us reaching out to those who are lost and hurting all around us. And there's just it's endless, the opportunities that are out there that will present themselves in any given day.
And it's so easy just to get in the busyness of the day and get with our full schedules and everything that
moving.
We have to do, just to walk by all these perfect opportunities for reaching the lost and reaching hurting people.
Yeah. I mean, you really have to purpose in your heart. The bottom line is this: you've got to say in my heart that I am going to set aside my agenda when the time comes. God's going to knock on my heart and he's going to tell me to stop what I'm doing and do some kingdom work. Now, we have jobs. We can't just not do our job and just go on Jesus mode every day of our lives for all 8 hours of our time at work. What we're talking about here are brief moments, little God moments that, you know, we can look for in our day-to-day, everyday task, where it could be a random act of kindness, buying something for somebody behind you at a store, picking up somebody's meal in a restaurant. It could be actually engaging with them like you did, where they just need a hug. They just need somebody to tell them it's going to be okay. And I think that's really powerful thing that we can do. Let's look at a little bit of scripture and just maybe go Bible on this a little bit and see, what's the Bible say about us, you know, looking for God moments?
Well, in Matthew 5:14-16, it says, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven."
That is so good. You know, so let's break this scripture down for a minute. Let's just kind of talk about this from a God moment perspective. So God is saying that we are the light of the world. And the world, we are very assured, is walking in darkness. You know, there are a lot of people that are out there in the world. They're stumbling around through life. They're not able to see the enemy's attacks coming against them. And they're struggling to make it in everyday life. And, you know, Jesus is like, you're the light of the world. So what he's saying is, you are a flashlight in a dark world, and you're able to shine the light, you know, and be the light.
You are a
people.
Lighthouse.
You're a lighthouse,
and you're
yes.
shining out so the boats know to come to you.
You know, and I love this scripture because he says people need light. They need to see. They need to know where they're going. And you don't take a light and put it under a basket. You put it out in the open area where everybody can see it. And that's what God's plan is for our lives, that we would be displayed before the world, and that we would be just wherever we're at our jobs, at our kids' ball game, in our neighborhoods, even at our church. We can be a light to all of those who are around us, who darkness in their life. So we have to let our light shine before men. And it says that they'll see our good works. You know, if you're not producing good works, you're not shining.
You know, I'm thinking of a funny story that I heard. I'm not sure how I heard the story, but I remember a mom telling her son he was about to go to camp, and it wasn't a Christian camp. And she said, "Now just remember, Johnny, you're going to a Christian camp, and, you know, people might know that you're a Christian. I don't know if they're going to treat you different or whatever." But she was trying to basically encourage him to walk as a light or be a light or whatever. But when he got back from camp, she's like, "How was camp?" "Oh, it was incredible, Mom. I had so much fun." And she's like, "Well, what about the fact that you're a Christian?" He's like, "Don't worry, Mom. Nobody even knew. I didn't let anyone know I was a Christian." It was like, you're missing the point here. You know,
yeah,
it's
right.
Like, you didn't get persecuted a bit because no one knew. How many people are going to work every day and your coworker doesn't even know you're a Christian?
Right.
I mean, are you like FBI incognito? Like, you don't want people to know that, you know,
that's
who
good.
God is in you? Really?
Are you hiding the love of God under a bushel
yeah,
or under
exactly.
a basket in your life? Are you keeping it hidden?
It's time to let the light shine. Yeah. Because there's so many people that once they realize that you're a believer, they're going to actually notice something different about you. And they're going to be like, what is so different about you? I mean, how can you remain joyful in this situation? Like, we all got layoff notices, but you're walking around with a smile on your face saying, God, your provider. How is that possible?
Yeah, for sure. And look at 2 Timothy 4:2. It says, preach the word. It says, be ready in season and out of season. Convict, rebuke, exhort with complete patience and instruction. Okay? So what's the call of God on our lives as believers? We need to preach the word. Jesus said it was a great commission. Go into all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. You know that creation itself wants us to preach the gospel to. Long time ago, somebody had given a prophecy over me, and they said, pray over any animal or anything, because they said, you have a healing gift. Lay hands on anything that's alive if it needs
any
healing.
Any sick dog. And why aren't you praying for our dog, Snoopy?
Yeah, right.
You're just like, Lord, take him. I'm like, no, pray for him.
Yeah, no, he needs to cross the rainbow bridge.
We had a cat named Miracle. And
never name your cat Miracle.
That cat lived like, what, 26 years or something?
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was like walking around like Tales from the Crypt. It was like its jaw was half hanging. I'd have to feed it turkey baby food and it's like falling over in its litter box. But it was like, it wasn't suffering. It was still alive. So it was like we couldn't have the heart to put it down.
Where were we going with all that?
To pray for animals.
Oh, there we go. I was like, all right.
Just reel it back.
You know, so we are called to preach the word. What is the word? By his stripes you were healed. The world is looking for reconciliation. The world is looking for the power of God. It's looking for something that's supernatural, something that is not just, you know, of the world. It's looking for Jesus. It's looking for God. And we are the expression of God in the world as people, as believers. We have to be ready in season and out to, you know, share convictions. Like people that, I've had people just cuss like a sailor and then they hear, oh, you're a pastor. And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, they get convicted for their behavior knowing now that there's a light in the room where before, because I don't judge people. They can do whatever they want in their lives, but then they hear, oh, he's a pastor, and they immediately change their behavior. So we do convict just by being a light in the world. And it says rebuke. Sometimes you need to tell somebody, you know, especially these days, you know, with the way things are going in society and all the different agendas and things that are going on, we need to rebuke some things. As believers, we need to make a stand for righteousness.
That's so good.
But I love the last one. It says, an exhort. You know, exhort with patience and instruction. What is exhortation? Exhortation is us, you know, telling people it's going to be okay, encouraging people, and building them up and helping them like you did with that lady. Just a hug sometimes is exhortation. So, you know, we need to be ready. That's all we're really trying to tell each and every one of you today. We need to be ready. We need to keep our eyes open, and we need to keep our hearts tuned in, right, with the Holy Spirit. You know, if you're listening to the Holy Spirit, he will begin to show you where all of the little God moments are all around you every day in your life. And, you know, if you ask him daily, just open the doors. Holy Spirit, open doors for me to minister to people, to love people, to be who you've called me to be in their lives in this moment. And he'll do it.
Oh, he will. And I mean, you can actually be near someone in a restaurant or like even in line at Tijuana Flats. You can tell, you can see the demeanor of someone and you can tell that they're dealing with depression.
Yeah.
When the Holy Spirit directs you, you can just look at someone and say, wow, I can tell this person is having a hard day right now. And maybe I'm just going to give them a word of encouragement and just say, hey, it's going to be okay. I can just go up to that person and just say, hey, I just want to let you know that I'm not sure what you're going through right now, but God's got you. And if you need prayer, I'm here for you. And next, you know, the person starts crying like, what's happening? Why am I feeling this way? It's like the Holy Spirit just wants to love on you, and I'm here to minister to you in any way.
Sure. I think there are people out there that are maybe listening to the program right now, and they're just like, well, I don't know what to do. yeah, okay, there's God moments all around me. How? What do I do when the Lord opens the door, or He points somebody out to me, or they're lighting up and they're standing out? What do? You need to speak the word of God over people. You need to allow the Holy Spirit to use you. He will begin to minister. The closer you get to the Holy Spirit and you begin to hear His voice, you begin to recognize Him over your own voice, you can begin to get instructions from Him on what to do in different moments.
He'll turn your whole day around. You could have a plan. Like for me, I'll set up a route that I'm going a certain way. This is the way. I'm taking this house, then this house, then this house, then I'm turning around. I'm starting here. I'm starting there. Next thing you know, for some reason, I have no idea why, I have to go a different way.
Yeah.
I just feel it so urgently, like, I can't go this way. I've got to go this
turn right.
way. And I go a different way, and what happens? I find out there was an accident the way I was going to go, and I would have been sitting there for 2 hours. Or I walk into a Publix that I haven't been to in over a year,
right.
and I have a divine appointment encounter with someone that was just like a Holy Spirit moment, and was like, how did I wind up in the produce aisle of Cocoa Beach Publix, and I don't live in Cocoa Beach. There's no reason for me to go in there.
Just
all of a sudden,
to
I just
hungry while
have to have
driving
an apple.
By.
I have to have an organic apple all of a sudden. And then run into someone and I'm able to talk to them and share. And it's just like a wonderful
ministry moment.
Yeah.
It just starts to happen.
And that was the Holy Spirit. It was like, this was not a coincidence. This was a God incident. So we have to pay more attention to these God moments.
You know, I think one of the biggest obstacles that we face with these types of situations is that we're not willing to be interrupted. You know, I think that these God moments are happening in holy interruptions, in spiritual moments in our everyday lives where God just knocks on the door of our heart and He says, hey, will you stop for a minute? I've got a little assignment over here on aisle 3 for you. That happens to me all the time, you know. When I go to Home Depot and places like that, I'm willing to be interrupted, so I get interrupted. But if you're not willing to be interrupted, I think many times God just moves past you and He's trying to get somebody else engaged in the situation because you're just not in the game. So I think the goal is, as we're listening out there today, is to get in the game, to be willing to go, God, I am willing to allow you to be interrupted.
Let me be used by you.
Yeah,
I want to hit a home run. I want to hit a home run for the kingdom.
Jesus was interrupted.
Oh, that's so true. Like in the story in Matthew 14:13-21, this was right after Jesus had just found out that his cousin, John the Baptist, had been beheaded. And he was so upset. He just wanted to be alone. And it says, when Jesus heard about John, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place all by himself. When the crowds learned this, they followed him on foot from the cities. When Jesus arrived and saw a large crowd, he had compassion for them and healed those who were sick. That evening, his disciples came and said to him, this is an isolated place and it's getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go into the villages and buy food for themselves. But Jesus said to them, there's no need to send them away. You give them something to eat. They replied, we have nothing here except 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He said, bring them here to me. He ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish and looked up to heaven and blessed them and broke the loaves apart and gave them to his disciples. Then the disciples gave them to the crowds. Everyone ate until they were full, and they filled 12 baskets with the leftovers. About 5,000 men plus women and children had eaten.
That's a lot of
people.
Isn't
that an awesome God moment?
Yeah, that's a serious God moment. You know, I love this. Because in verse 14, it says Jesus saw the large crowd, and what did he have?
He had compassion.
So one of the first things that we need to check if we're going to be having God moments in our life is our compassion level. Are we compassionate? Are we just not compassionate? Are we just running past people constantly? Are we not even focusing on what's going on around us? We're just so engulfed in our own day-to-day grind, or are we actually being compassionate? Are we looking for opportunity? Are we looking to see that hurting person that the Holy Spirit's going to bring to the surface for us to minister to.
I think life experiences too sometimes help you be more compassionate towards people.
Sure.
Like with me, whenever I see someone taking care of their elderly parent, pushing a wheelchair or trying to help them, I have compassion on them because I know what that's like.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, let me help you. Let me open the door for you. Is there anything I can do to get you, help you get this person in the car? Because I know how it's hard on me. So
right.
I'm like, oh, I see that situation and I have compassion on
sure.
that person.
Same with me, because I was in the hospital for all, years ago, but I was in the hospital for 32 days and then in my bedroom on a feeding tube for 5 months maybe. And, you know, it gives you a whole new perspective of what people are going through. Some people are homeward bound right now, sick, on a feeding tube, or in medical conditions where they can't get up, they can't move. And it gave me a whole nother level of compassion for people that are in those situations as well. And it gives you more inspiration to go and visit and remember what it was like to be alone, sitting in those moments, wondering, you know, am I going to pull through this or what? You know, some people are just trying to figure it out.
Just to have someone stop and just talk to you and give you a word of encouragement when you're experiencing those down times,
right,
can mean the world to you.
Sure, surely can. You know, and then the last thing, you know, I mean, well, Jesus said to them, there's no need to send them away. He's like, you give them something to eat. I like that part too, because, you know, here we are, we're like, God, touch their lives, help them. And God's turning back around on us and he's going, no, you go help their lives. I've given you authority. I've given you the ability to pray and heal the sick and do all those things. Don't push it back over on me. When he said it is finished on the cross, he gave us everything. So we now have to take what we've been given and we have to go and be the ambassadors for the kingdom of God. We have to go and do what it is that we were called by God to do in that person's life in that moment, in that God moment. We are actually looking to God saying, Lord, do something. And he's, no, you do something.
Yeah, I already did everything I'm going to do. I died on the cross. I shed my blood. It is finished. And now you take the authority and speak to that pain, speak to that sickness, speak life and healing to that mind and renewal of that mind. If someone's had a stroke, you speak renewal of that mind. Come against the brain trauma in Jesus' name. And you have to actually take authority in the name of Jesus.
That is so good. You know, we have to be ready. It's a mental preparedness, and you have to go out of the house in the morning, prayed up, in the Word, ready to go, waiting, because the enemy's coming. He's coming to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and life abundantly. And I really think that's even more so. I am sending you to bring life where the enemy's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. I'm sending you into this world to be a light, as in this scripture, you know, to be a light into the world.
Look for that God moment and look to be used by the Lord.
Yeah. So we hope you guys are enjoying this. And we're going to take a quick break here from our sponsors and we'll be right back at Turn the Light On.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin at Lighthouse Christian Church with my wife, Lisa Radlin, and we've been talking today about God moments and how God is looking to bring holy interruptions into your life. We just shared the story where Jesus, even though he was going through some major things through compassion, did one of the greatest miracles that we've ever seen. I mean, look at this awesome God moment that happened.
Yes, right after he had just was grieving the loss of his cousin, and he took that time alone, and then he had compassion on those people that were out there. He not only healed those who were sick, he also fed 5,000 men plus women and children. Yeah. So even if you're going through a grieving moment in your life, even though if you've lost someone, God can pull you up out of that miry clay and just put you on a rock, and he can use you in a mighty way to reach people that are hurting. We need to take every opportunity to share the gospel with others, and we need to let them see the love and compassion of God through us.
That's so good. You know, the more you look for God moments, the more you'll find them. And it's just so powerful because people, they want to be reached. They really do. They want to see God moving in their lives. So we're going to pray for you guys today that you will actually get boldness to step out and do these things. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you today that you are bringing boldness to those who are listening to the program right here, right now. We are declaring that God moments are coming into their lives, that you are going to begin to make your voice so clear to them, Holy Spirit, that you will speak to them in those little God moments in their lives where people need to be reached around them, and they'll begin to see them and identify them and have boldness to enter into those moments and be interrupted, Lord, that they'd be willing to stop what they're doing and move forward with power of the Holy Spirit, bringing healing, bringing deliverance, bringing wisdom to all the life situations that people are going through in their lives. We want to see breakthrough happening in people's lives all around us. So, God, we are just praying for strength, wisdom, and power to be released in them.
And I'm feeling like there's someone out there that needs to reach out to your neighbor. You have a neighbor that needs the love of Jesus, and you might have been a little bit shy to go over there, but you need to get bold and get over there and talk to your neighbor because they need to know the love of Jesus and the compassion, and I think they need healing. So you need to get bold and go reach your neighbor and pray for them.
Man, that is awesome. So guys, we're believing for power to be released through you all. In Jesus' name, we hope that you enjoyed the program today. We'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.